This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City. This is the Good News Station, WCNO, and we've got Al and Francesco here with us today.
Yes, it is.
And we're, well.
Hi, yes, it is. The Good News Station. Are. Here we go.
There you are.
I'm back.
All right, you're back. You had to take a little break there and took off on me, and Al has come in. Hey, Al.
Well, hello, everybody.
Alan.
Hello. Hello, Francesco, Tom, and everybody else. And as you know, what I like to do when I first join you is talk a little bit, but we're getting some music, so I'll shut up.
No, you're not. We just got a little background music.
Okay.
We've been on the air this morning telling everybody about the fundraising efforts and what the story is about, our need and why we need those funds. You know, twice a year, Alan, we come on the air. You know this. But twice a year, we come on the air and share with our listeners that WCNO is a listener-supported ministry of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So basically, we have two opportunities in the spring and the fall to raise the funds that we need to keep this radio ministry on the air. Someone said, well, why don't you do it four times a year and take smaller amounts? Well, you know, we've tried a number of different ways over the years to approach our fundraising. We've tried to do it in between programs, and that stretches it out for a long time, and it doesn't work very well. And so we found that the best way for us at this radio station is to mail out the letters in advance, let our listeners know that Prayer and Praise is coming up, ask you to respond with a early
early
renewal, and hopefully you did already. If you haven't, well, you can call and renew your support. But to come on the air and just simply tell people what the need is. And one of the letters and emails and comments that I've received over the last 6 months is how meaningful it was to several individuals for me to take the time and explain to them about where the money goes. And you know, and as Laura wrote, she said, I know you were doing that off the top of your head. And yes, indeed, I was. And I wish I could remember what it was I said, because
it
apparently it helped a lot of people to understand, you know, where the money goes and how expensive it is to do what we do. Now, I mentioned to them earlier this morning that, you know, in our recent mail out, we mailed out 6,121 letters. That's just a few cents short, and I'm less than a dollar away from $3,000 in postage. Now, think about how many envelopes that was. 6,000 envelopes. Go print 6,000 envelopes. And when we print the envelopes, we print them by 10,000s at a time. So we printed 10,000 envelopes. We printed the letters in-house. We had the inserts, the pledge card, and a little flyer about our upcoming trip to Greece and Turkey. All of that was printed. We had to pay for that. But the expense of just putting that letter in the mail, you're talking about $6,000 plus the man hours to do it, you know, to have people actually insert those letters, put the stamp on the letter, and prepare it for mailing. It's quite expensive, you know, just that one effort. And so we must raise, you know, almost $6,000 just to send out the letters. Now, think about the mailing that takes place, you know, throughout the 6-month period. the postage, the envelopes, the letterhead, the toner. We talk about, you know, the office expenses of, you know, post-it notes and, you know, all those little things that add up. Those of you that are in business, you know how quickly those incidental expenses add up. We have a mortgage payment. We have a light bill. We have a water bill. We have liability insurance. We have royalty fees.
That's right.
We have property insurance. We have workers' compensation insurance. We have, I'm trying to think of all the things.
What about the tower?
The tower rent? Just the tower rent.
Huge expense.
You know, $6,000 a month. You know, you're talking about a great deal. No, we do not own our own tower. We had a fellow one time, he said, I thought you owned your own tower. No, we don't. And he said, well, I worked in radio, and I know that radio stations that own their own tower, they sometimes lease space to others, people, to have communications and things on that tower as a source of income. Well, we don't have that source of income. If we owned our own tower, then we probably, we might have another source of income that we would have to raise less money, but we don't have that. And so our operational expense has to be raised. And it's raised in three ways. It's raised through listener support, the programmers that purchase their time, and our underwriters, those of you that are corporate underwriters. All three of those streams of revenue come in and make it possible for us to broadcast. And I wish I could remember all the things that we talked about, but we talked about all those expenses and how expensive it is to broadcast every day. And so, friends, when we come to you and ask you to give, what does your gift do? Well, it makes it possible for us to pay the light bill, just the power bill. And I had it written down here somewhere, and maybe I can find it, of just, you know, how much we spend in power. You know, imagine 100,000 watts.
That's right.
Just at the transmitter, 100,000 watts.
24
hours a day, 7 days. Now, what is 100,000 watts? How many 100-watt light bulbs? Well, they don't make 100-watt light bulbs. Well, I guess they do. Do they? Someone, at one time, they were going to do away with those incandescent bulbs. But for those of you that remember 100-watt light bulbs, how many?
1,100 watt light bulbs.
It'd be like leaving 1,000 lamps on in your living room.
24 hours a day.
1,000 lamps. You couldn't get them in the living room, I don't think. It'd certainly heat things up, wouldn't it? Can you imagine?
Absolutely.
And so, you know, we talked about that. But anyway, we had a thing. Yeah, I found it here. That we're looking at almost $72,000 a year just in power. Electricity. The royalties, which have gone up, you know, the music industry. I was watching something on the television talking about the death of CDs. That they're going to quit selling CDs. Have you heard that?
I've heard.
Apparently, Starbucks used to sell CDs in their stores. They're no longer doing that. And that people now, the whole record industry or has not gone out of business because there's still a thing, but the whole way it's done. You know, we used to get here at the station every day. I go to the mailbox and I got music CDs every single day. I can't tell you. Well, yes, I can, because Connie brought it over this past weekend. We got a new CD.
All right.
And that's probably the first CD I've had in 2 months. Because they don't mail me CDs anymore. All the music that we get, we have to go online and look for it and download it. It's not the way it used to be. The industry has changed. But we still pay the royalties. We got to pay ASCAP, BMI, CSAC, all of these expenses that go on month after month, year after year, that have to be paid or we're not on the air.
That's right.
And so part of that expense is taken care of by the corporate underwriters. Part of the expense is taken care of by the programmers who purchase their time to air their programs on the station. But much of the time that we're on the air is covered through listener support. And that's why we're asking you today, that wherever you are, that maybe during the lunch hour you can take a minute or two to stop and call and make a pledge.
That's right. Give us a call, 772-221-1100, or toll free
1-888-221-8990. 888-221-8990, toll free. And you can call us locally at 772-221-1100. Now, we had a caller a little bit ago said he had a problem getting online and making a pledge online. We checked that out. It appears to be working properly now. And if you're having a problem, call and let us know so that we can get on that, because we'd hate to be on the air telling you to go to our website and folks are having problems. So if you've encountered a problem, let us know. We'll check on it and make sure that that's okay. But give us a call and make that pledge today if you can.
772-221-1100, our local number. Toll free 888-221-8990. And the website is WCNO.com. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You know, I was looking at this little note here that back when I sent this email to a fellow, he was asking about our expenses. I told him that the postage alone was about $8,000 a year. Not any longer.
No, it's gone.
It's gone up, yep. You know. And the cost of printing envelopes, we talked about that a minute ago. And this was sent out in 2011. So back in 2011, when I sat down and tallied things up, we were spending about $5,000 a year just to print envelopes. You know? So, you know, it's expensive. It really is expensive to operate a radio ministry and to do all the things that we need to do to stay on the air. So I'm hoping that you will take time. Maybe some of you that are listening right now, you've never given to Christian radio before. And when I say that, a question comes up in my mind, and I wonder, why not? Why not give and contribute to a ministry that you're listening to? You know, at home you have cable or some kind of satellite TV or something. You know, very few people are just picking up three stations off the air anymore. And what is your cable bill every month? For a lot less than your cable bill, you can support Christian radio and make sure that it's possible for this radio ministry to continue. The phone lines are open. We have folks here ready to take your call at 772-221-1100. That's our local number. The toll-free number is 888-221-8990. Call, contribute, make it possible for Christian Radio WCNO to continue. We're going to get back to some music here. And as we do, we'll be at those phones waiting for your call. Holy Ground.
As I walked through the door, I sensed His presence, and I knew this was the place where love abounds. For this is the temple Jehovah comes.